Let's go now.
Welcome to the Walmart World Radio Podcast. The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Chris Show.
I'm joined, as always, by producer Tanner.
Buenos dias.
Hey. Buenos dias.
How you doing?
Excellent. All right, let's kick off the show with a little game we like to call.
How well do you recognize this movie scene?
It's my favorite movie.
I remember that when I was a kid.
This is Guess the Movie.
Producer Tanner and I like to reenact scenes from very famous movies with our impeccable impressions.
You got that right.
They are spot on. This movie, the late 2000s, it's a classic. It's been remade a few times.
Uh-huh.
All right. And scene. What's this?
Excuse me, are you getting that? I need it for my Christmas stuffing.
No.
Well, that's not very nice. Oh, sugar plums.
And scene. Look at that. We're adding sound effects.
Ooh.
Some Foley work.
So you're a wise guy now.
Lisa, you're tearing me apart.
Booyah! Woo!
Did you pick up on Chris's impeccable acting? Let's see who guessed the right movie.
Hi, BC.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from door 57 Sigour. It's in Hazlitt, Texas.
Okay. You calling in to guess the movie?
Yes.
All right. What do you think it is?
I think it's The Grinch.
Absolutely correct. Way to knock that one out of the park. Is there anybody at your store that you like to give a shout out to?
I would like to give a shout out to my coworker, Jerry.
Anybody else?
And that's it.
All right.
That's it.
Way to go, Jerry. You're doing an excellent job. Thank you so much for calling in. Way to get that right.
Thank you. Have
a good day.
Podcast. You're checking out the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, Chris, this is C.I. calling out of Norwich, store number 2170.
Oh, yeah, C.I., you calling in to give a shout-out?
Yep, I want to shout-out my beautiful wife, Carmen, over at home, my coach, Keith, from Automotive, and my whole Automotive team. And I can't forget the beautiful Ruthie at store number 2331 in Waterford, Connecticut.
Well, thank you so much, C.I., right. From calling in from Norwich. Have a great day.
You as well.
Hey, it's Jersey Joe in the building.
Ah, Jersey Joe. Is it 370? 774?
Yes, sir.
Hey, look at that. New Jersey. You calling in to give a shout out?
Yeah, Tony from Frito-Lay.
How's Tony doing? Is he in a good mood today?
Tony's always in a great mood. I'll check that one day.
Excellent.
Have you guys a dad joke?
Yeah.
How do you fit 100 math teachers in a room that only fits 99?
I don't know.
You carry the one.
There it is. You carry the one. Excellent, Jersey Joe. Thanks for calling in. Have a great day.
You too.
Hey, Chris. This is Props.
1138 Madison, Wisconsin.
Yep.
The myth, the legend, the props.
Thank you.
You calling in to give a shout out?
Yep, I want to give a shout out to all of my coworkers at Store 1138 for doing an awesome job. Go Packers, because they beat the Chiefs. Go Bucks, go Lakers.
That is wonderful. Props, always a delight hearing from you. Have a great day.
It's always a delight hearing from you guys on the radio, too.
Oh, yeah.
You too. Have a great day.
Bye, Props.
Bye.
Time for a little game we like to call...
Who are you?
You know who this is?
Yeah, who's this?
Is that who he is? I didn't know.
Who is this guy?
All right, here's a fun segment where you get to learn a little bit more about me, Chris, from The Chris Show.
Oh, yeah.
Producer Tanner came up with this question. What Winter Olympic sport do you think I'd be best at?
So here's what I think. I'd say my first thought would be the bobsleigh.
Oh, okay.
Activity. You'd be the one in the very front.
Oh, nice. Oh, and steering?
You'd walking, yeah, you'd Woo. Be the one like walking in, just being like, all right, I got this.
Yeah.
Front and center. First person that the camera sees, I'll take care of the steering and the rest of the team can take care of the pushing.
Nice. I love it. Where I just hop in first?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen those things?
Yeah.
On the handle? Woo.
They're pretty intense.
That's funny because I pegged you as a skeleton.
Oh.
Bobsled.
Okay.
Because you're a drummer.
Yeah.
And you know, very rhythmic.
Yeah, I can see it.
And that's just you. Just going down on your back. Woo!
Wait, is that the one where you go on your back or is that the one where you go?
I think
like,
you can do either or.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
They both look fun. I don't know what the difference is.
I think it's fun that we both went with the bobsled theme, basically. All right. That's a little bit more about ourselves. We're good at going down sharp corner bobsledding.
Hopefully our training in Mario Kart will help with something, right?
I think so.
Can you beat Chris in random trivia?
It's time
for Take On Me.
Today's Take On Me question is, which country started the tradition of putting up a Christmas tree? Producer Tanner, you got the multiple choice answers for the people out there?
Yes. So the options for today's question are A, Germany, B, Italy, or C, Israel?
Ooh, all right.
And there you go.
So you get a chance to answer the question. If you get it wrong, I get a chance to answer it and try and get it right. Then I'll get to play whatever song I want to hear. Not like I don't get to do that anyway, but still a wonderful prize.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We found a contestant to take on Chris.
Let's do this.
Here we go.
Ready, set, begin.
Hey, Brandy, where are you calling from?
Store 807, Northern Hills, Texas.
All right. You calling in to answer the take on me question?
Yes, sir.
Do you need the multiple choice answers one more time?
No, the answer is actually Germany.
Germany is correct. Wow.
Look at that.
No help needed. Great job.
I thought this was a super difficult question.
Me too.
Brandy, is there anybody at store that you'd like to give a shout out to?
Yes, sir. I want to give a shout out to Michelle on Overnights and tell her happy birthday.
Ooh, Michelle from Overnights.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Happy birthday, Brandy. Thank you so much for calling in. Way to get that right. And a big happy birthday to your fellow associate. Bye-bye.
It's another epic showdown.
The results are in for the Christmas beverage showdown between hot cocoa, eggnog, and apple cider. And with 4% of the vote, apple cider. With 12% of the vote and producer Tanner's pick, eggnog.
Okay.
And of course, 84% of you, traditional hot cocoa.
Wow. That's a smashing lead right there.
Very smashing. Indeed. All right, everybody, thank you so much for calling in with all those wonderful song requests and shout-outs. Always remember, it's a good day for a great day.
Kirby Gwen and friends. It's time now for Add to Cart. Here's Kirby Gwen.
All right, friends, it is that festive time of year where we will be dashing through the snow and to ugly Christmas sweater parties we go. Dave, you got any of those on the calendar?
Not this year. This is the first year in maybe a decade I haven't
what?
Had one to go to.
Well, listen, you don't really need a party or a special occasion to get festive this time of year when it comes to the sweater category. And if you're looking for the perfect sweater, check out the Holiday Time Women's Ugly Christmas Sweater. It's available in sizes small through 3X, but I don't know. I think we might have missed the mark, Dave, because these are cute. Like, this is not ugly to me.
That's the thing. They're making the ugly Christmas sweaters not
cute.
That ugly anymore.
Yeah, man. And these are, oh my gosh, there's one with a flamingo wearing a Santa hat. You can't miss this. And at a price point of $22.98, you cannot beat that deal. If you are looking for all things festive, bright, merry, including that ugly Christmas sweater, Walmart.com or a Walmart near you is your best bet and destination to save money, live better, and get a little fun and festive this holiday season. But as always, you can stay tapped in and connected with us on social at Walmart World. Would love to see some pictures of you rocking the ugly Christmas sweater, too.
Yeah, show us your ugly Christmas sweater look.
Kirby Gwen has searched high and low from stores to clubs, supply chain, and beyond to find some truly amazing associates going above and beyond day in and day out. It's time for You Glow, Girl.
That's right. And today's shout-out goes all the way back to my home state of Michigan, where we are celebrating Carrie Ann Welsh. Carrie Ann has earned the well-deserved title of Assistant Manager of the Quarter from Market 25 at Sam's Club, Club number 4982 in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Her exceptional leadership and positive impact on the Mount Pleasant Club have been instrumental in their success. The team expresses immense pride in having Carrie Ann as a valuable member, and they wholeheartedly congratulate her on this achievement. And we want to double down on that, Carrie Ann, and congratulate you as well. Thank you for all you do, your energy, your knowledge, and your enthusiasm. We are so appreciative and so grateful to have you as a part of our Walmart and Sam's Club family. Carrie Ann, you glow, girl.
This is the group chat with Kirby Gwen and friends.
All right, it is time to take a look at some of the stories trending across the World Wide Web. First up, I used to have the biggest crush on Common, the musician.
Well, yes. He might be taken these days.
I know. Well, Jennifer Hudson may allegedly have taken my man. All right, if you haven't...
She's stealing your spotlight, Kirby.
Ooh, and I don't like Jennifer Hudson under my spotlight. Hey, check this out. Common and Jennifer Hudson, they were spotted at Usher's Las Vegas residency, where if you have not been seeing the videos coming out of this show, incredible. And here's the thing. Common and Jennifer Hudson, they've been rumored to be a couple, but also they're set to play a married couple in an upcoming film. They've been spotted at various events together, and although they have haven't officially confirmed this relationship, I mean, they surely do praise each other a lot in interviews. And they look kind of cute together, too.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it's happening.
It might be a thing.
Yeah, I like him. He's a great actor, too.
Yeah.
He's in a show recently called Silo that is very good.
All right. Next up, when traveling with children, a mathematician from the UK suggests that the precise moment a tantrum is likely to occur is 27 minutes and 48 seconds into the flight. Now, by addressing triggers such as sleepiness, boredom, hunger, and noise, parents can attempt to delay or mitigate the onset of tantrums during on-air travel. You know what? I have to time it next time I see a baby on a flight.
That 27 minutes sounds right, though. It honestly sounds right, because it usually happens very early in the flight.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's about the time I'm just settling in to take my nap. I'm trying to think.
That's when the melatonin's kicking in.
Yeah, you know, I've opened my book. I've got a blanket on. Like, I'm kind of just settling in. I've done all my, like, pleasantries to the person sitting on either side of me.
Uh-huh. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Sylvia, and I'm calling from a store 608 in Midland, Texas.
Hey, how's everything going in Texas today?
Oh, we're doing great. We're having a great time. We're working good. Everything's great.
Oh, I love that. Good to hear. What can I do for you today, Sylvia?
Well, I would like to give a big happy birthday shout out to our AP coach, Perla.
Oh.
She is amazing. She works with us. She talks to us. And we would love to wish her a big happy birthday.
I love it. Are we going to sing?
I don't mind singing. I got a friend that she'll sing with me.
Come on.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Perla. Happy birthday to you.
And many more. Y'all are
down
so
cute. Channel 4.
That's right. Hey, you guys keep it going out there. Thank you for the good energy and a big happy birthday going out to AP Coach Perla. I wish you guys all the best out there. Happy holidays, boo.
Thank you. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you, too.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
And now from the desk of Kirby Gwen, here's Before You Go.
All right, friend, this is the part of the show where I always like to share just a little something from me to you that is helping to carry me through. And maybe, just maybe, it might help you out too. You know, as we get towards the end of 2023, this is a reminder, friend, that you are far too close to the finish line to fold on yourself. And let's just say, you know, the end of 2023 is just a metaphorical finish line, but this applies to all of your goals, everything that you have in motion, everything that you are striving to achieve. Yes, in the process of leveling up, we can tend to get a little weary from time to time, but that's okay, friend. You are far too close to the finish line to fold on yourself. I don't care if you just took the first baby step today. You are in motion, you are en route, and you got this. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. And as always, love, remember, life, it is what you make it. So please, make it a good one. Love you.
The Bo Show.
It is The Bo Show, line 21. Jackie, how are you today?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. I hear you're a customer in one of our stores in New Jersey. What's on your shopping list today?
I need hot hands for my husband who works outside, looking for some hot hands.
All right. Very good.
Stuff is stocking.
Cool. Well, I hear that you are calling up to play our fun game, The Impossible Question. 35% of us have this item in our home. Through Christmas, it's not a Christmas tree. That's the hint. But what's your guess?
I'm going to say a beverage of sorts, but it might be more than 35%.
A beverage of sorts.
A beverage of sorts. I like my averages around this time of year.
I think we all do. All right. A little eggnog maybe or something else, you know. I love that.
Exactly.
Well,
my coffee's Irish.
Jackie, I love that guess. We're going to find out if you're right coming up here at the end of the show.
Thank you.
Thanks for shopping with us.
Think you're Sherlock Holmes or something? We'll get that British accent ready. It's time for Detective Product.
Here we go. Time for some fun while you work or while you shop. See if you can figure out the item we're talking about with these clues today. So this item is great for carrying hot liquids. Some people enjoy collecting these as gifts or as souvenirs. What do you think the item is? This is an easy one today. Hey, it is The Bo Show. What's your guess today?
Coffee mugs.
Coffee mugs it is. We made it real easy today, I think. Who is this?
I was going to use a British accent, but I decided not to.
That's all good. What's your name?
Abraham.
Hey, Abraham. Where are you calling from?
Tucson, Arizona, store 5626.
Very nice. Well, you got it. It was a mug of any sort we would have accepted. Congratulations. You cracked the case today with Detective Product. Who do you want to shout out today? Who's crushing it with you in your store today?
Let's shout out my wife. She works here with me. She's a cashier. Her name's Anisha.
All right. You got it. I appreciate you calling up and playing our shenanigans today. Have a great, great week.
You as well.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
I believe we have Jamie on the line in Michigan. How are you today?
Doing fantastic. And yourself?
I'm doing great as well. And I hear that you're doing something super important that happens in a lot of our stores, right outside the doors of our stores and our Sam's Club locations. What's going on?
I am a Salvation Army bell ringer. It is very important because it helps people that are less fortunate than we are. And this is my 11th year doing this as a bell ringer. And I have no eyesight. And the Salvation Army has allowed me to serve in this capacity because I believe in trying to help others wherever I can.
Wow. Jamie, I love that story, and I really appreciate your service to doing this for the past 11 years, and I hope you get 11 more. We're going to go ahead and spread the word. If you see a bell ringer in one of our stores or our Sam's Club location, stop by, say hi to them. Throw in, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. Y'all are doing, like, the digital stuff now, too, right?
Yes, we do have a tip-tap machine with a credit or debit card. The money stays right here in the local community, and I would also like to give a shout out to good friends that work here. Andy does maintenance. Tiffany, who's a storefront service desk, just the whole crew, basically. A shout out, and a shout out to the folks in Bentonville, Arkansas, if that can be done.
Absolutely. That's where we're at. That's where the studio is. So you've got us. I appreciate you, Jamie. Thanks so much for calling in, and I hope you have the happiest of holidays.
I would like to wish all the Walmart associates a happy holiday, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to do my shout out.
The Walmart World Radio Podcast.
Hey, it is the Bo Show. Who is this?
Devin.
Hey, Devin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Vero Beach, Florida. Florida.
All right. What's your store or club number?
Store number is 4546.
Very cool. Well, here we go. We're going to play Yes or No Way, Bo. It's basically true or false. So if it's true, you'll give me a yes. If it's false, though, you're going to say No Way, Bo. All right?
No Way, Bo. You got it.
All right. Here we go. Let's play.
Welcome to
Yes.
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 Or No Way, Bo.
No Way.
No Way.
No, no, no.
No.
It's the Bo Show.
All right, here we go. Producer Dave and I are going to tag team this. Here's your first question. Abraham Lincoln has no middle name. Is that yes or no way, Bo?
No way, bro.
I mean, brah is fine, too. No way, brah. It's actually true, believe it or not. Has no middle name.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, Dave, what you got next?
All right, on to question number two, Devin. Mickey Mouse's birthday is in November. Yes or no way, Bo?
I'm going to say yes.
Hey, he's on the board.
Okay.
Yeah, way to go. All right, here's your next one. Turkey has always been a part of a traditional Christmas dinner. Yes or no way, Bo?
I'm going to say no way, Bo.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, final question here, Devin. Let's see if you can finish strong. Jingle Bells was originally written to be sung on Thanksgiving. Yes or no way, Bo?
Jingle Bells for Thanksgiving. I'm going to say no way, Bo.
Oh, it's actually true. Yeah, it's a tricky one. All right. Hey, I appreciate you calling up and playing Yes or No Way, Bo, today. Anybody in your store you want to shout out?
Can you just shout out the whole store? The whole store has been great today, so I feel like they all deserve it.
Absolutely. We can do that. Have a great holiday and a great weekend coming up, too.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Let's celebrate.
Just a minute.
Just a minute.
Wait a minute.
Give me a minute.
Here's a milestone minute.
Hey, it's Bo. Every day on the show, we celebrate some of our amazing associates across the company in our stores, clubs, home office, supply chain, and around the world. Today, we take a trip to Bentonville, Arkansas, the home office, 35-year associate Shane. Way to go. Next, let's head to Kansas, Sam's Club, 8208, and shout out 35-year associate Debbie. Next, John, 25 years at Distribution Center, 6024 in Grove City, Ohio. And last but not least, Knoxville, Tennessee, Walmart store 2932. Shouting out Shirley, 20 years. If you see any of these great associates, be sure to wish them a happy workiversary this month. And be sure to follow us over at Walmart World on social or visit walmartworld.com for more great stories from associates around the world. That's today's Milestone Minute.
Walmart World Radio podcast.
Oh, yeah, wrapping things up here on the Bo Show today, getting set to head on out the door. As we wrap up the show today, Dave, lots of great guesses on the impossible question. 35% of us have this item in our home through Christmas. We gave a little bit of a hint that it is not a Christmas tree. What's the answer, Dave?
The answer would be Elf on a Shelf.
Elf on a Shelf. You guys got Elf on a Shelf?
No, I'm a little too old for Elf on a Shelf, and I don't have any
kids.
So...
Never, ever. I can't believe you said that, Dave. Ever. Oh, yeah. Hey, I love Elf on the Shelf, Snoop on a Stoop, all that kind of stuff. You know, it brings the true magic of the holiday to life.
It really does. It is a really neat thing.
It is. Of course, so you can find those Walmart.com or maybe right here in your local store or maybe in your club. Have a fantastic week, everyone. See ya.
Thanks for listening. Take us on the go. Listen live at WalmartWorld.com and follow us for more on social at Walmart World. This is the Walmart World Radio Podcast.